Justin Bieber leads us off in the entertainment news. You know, we talked about you the other day. He was getting rousted by the popo. You know, 5-0. They were coming after him because he was egging his neighbor's house. What a, you know, just a stupid thing for him to do. I know he's 19. I know he's still a punk kid, but still, he's come on, man. He egged his neighbor's house. Did about $20,000 worth of damage. Well, cops showed up and raided his home over this. 12 cops, 8 police cars responded. They had a search warrant. Bieber apparently did not answer any of their questions because he had not had a chance to lawyer up. They were looking, they found the video from his own surveillance. It showed him in the act of vandalizing his neighbor's house. They were also looking for anything that linked Bieber to the incident, like egg residue. Was it like gunshot residue? Anyway, they also found, you ready for this? Cocaine in the home. It does not appear at this point that Bieber is going to be charged with possession of cocaine. It looks like his little friend who goes by the name of Little Za, L-I-L-Z-A, Little Za is the one that was holding it. Bad news for that punk because he was already in jail getting ready to be bounced out on bond when they found, when they did the raid, discovered it was his stuff, and they rearrested him as he was being processed out.
Wow.
Ha ha. Now, there are some interesting ramifications of this. This is a possible felony he's going to be charged with because the damage was $20,000 that he did to the other person's house. And Justin's work visa, it's very unlikely that it will happen, but it is possible that his visa will get revoked and they'll send his nappy butt back to Canada.
All right, he's officially off the rails. This is moronic behavior.
Absolutely stupid. They found Xanax in the place. They found this form of ecstasy that's called Molly. They found a lot of drugs in this place. And I've got news for you. Bieber's not squeaky clean and innocent.
No,
you know?
He's not.
He's admitted to being a weed head. So, you know, this
all
guy.
All future shows are in Denver.
Well, you know, he says he's retiring. I don't buy that for a minute because I think it was hype for his movie,
because
which
we're not
tanked.
That lucky.
Yeah, well, I agree. All right, so here's a you really to take a quick quiz, my friend.
Oh, sure, sure.
All right, this which tweet is real?
Okay.
Which star actually sent the following tweet? Was it Little House on the Prairie's Melissa Gilbert who said, "Why do I feel like I'm smuggling drugs?" Was it David Hasselhoff who said, "I've actually been reading a lot about how to live and eat healthier and then not doing anything with that information"? Was it Susan Olson from Brady Bunch, who played Cindy, who said, "We're going on with Sam and Diane. The chemistry is off the charts. Can't they just tell each other how they really feel? Hashtag cheers." Whatever. Was it Scott Baio, Chachi, who said, "Could you please follow me so I can private message you"?
Don't hassle the Hoff.
Don't hassle the Hoff? No, unfortunately, it was Scott Baio who said, "Can you please follow me so I can private message you?" Apparently, he sent this to, the tweet was directed at author Henry Bushkin, who just put out a book about Johnny Carson. Sorry, you do not get the home game or the Rice-A-Roni. I apologize. Every state in the union apparently has a movie set. And somebody with way too much time on their hands at IMDb put together a map that shows the top-rated movie set in each state in the United States and D.C. So here we are. Let's see here. Florida. Scarface, of course, was filmed in Florida. To Kill a Mockingbird in Alabama. Psycho was in Arizona. Arkansas was Sling Blade. And if you haven't seen Sling Blade, you got to. California for Pulp Fiction. Of course, California's got a whole bunch, but this was the top-rated movie.
What do they list as the top-rated movie for filming in New York? Because New York City has been a backdrop for a lot of movies.
Oh, The Godfather. Absolutely the best. Yeah, that's beautiful. The Shining for Colorado. What other state you want to know about? Obviously, I know you're going to want to know about Wisconsin.
Yeah, what's the top movie?
Strozek. It's a 1977 German movie about an ex-convict who decides to move to Wisconsin to seek a better life.
All right, so not the Untouchables. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Let's see here. Now, how much of the Untouchables was filmed here?
Not all of it. The scenes at the resort, the scenes at the lodge, where it was filmed here.
Okay. Well, I guess that that does that's it. For a few dollars more was Texas. Lots of good movies. Go to IMDb, and they'll have it on there. I was disappointed with the one from Wisconsin. I thought it'd be one I knew. I'd never heard of this Strodzek. What is this?
Yeah, because we don't have a lot of movies filmed here.
Gee, with all the snow that we just had, why not? All right.
Donner Party 2, now filmed in Wisconsin.
The Donner Party, brought to you by, that's right, Heinz 57 sauce. You'll get that in a minute. FX, the TV show, or the television station channel, is developing a comedy with Zach Galifianakis and Louis C.K. If you're a fan of either, this should pique your interest. It's developing a comedy with both of them. They're both serving as also the writers, and Zach will star on the show. Not a lot of details to that. A little bit later, we're going to do another version of Name That Tune. The interesting people at an insurance rating website called insurance.com has rated the best and worst songs to listen to while driving.
This will be fascinating, because when we've done Name That Tune, we've done it 5 or 6 times. I think Tom and I have gotten one right.
Yeah, well, I mean, so I'm changing it up a little bit so that you may have a fighting chance. Do you have a favorite driving song? I do. We'll see if it makes the list and see if your favorite driving song makes the list, too. In between that, here comes Mr. Todd Starnes with one of his handcrafted commentaries.